All right, all right. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Fresh Start with Dr. Holt. My co-host Tom Cortez is with me in the building on today. We are excited, excited for another episode. Listen, it's going down. And we are getting ready to meet me or beat me at the TCC, better known as Tucson Convention Center, the home of the Fresh Start Expo, the most cutting edge one-stop shop in America. Listen, go get your Wheaties, get your Captain Crunch, your Fruit Loops, your Apple Jacks, your cream of wheat, your oatmeal, your whatever you want. It's the Fresh Start Show this Saturday morning. Let's go, let's get up, and let's have a great time on today. You guys know we are 1 month away. Yesterday was the 21st, which makes us exactly a month away from the most fabulous, the most cutting edge, most robust event in America going down at the TCC in Tucson. Listen, there's no reason for you driving around in this city with a suspended driver's license. No reason why you are going around with a pending warrant, won't even go to court. There's no reason why you can have a felony background and don't have a job or can't find housing. Because you know why? Because there's something called Fresh Start that exists. And Fresh Start is here to help you rebuild your life, okay? But you got to know that in order to see the supernatural, you first got to do your natural for God to perform his super. Amen. You got to do your work. And so we want to help you get there. We want to help you maintain or get a fresh start in your life. So join us October 21st, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Fresh Start Expo. Let me give you a little more highlights. Why is it so special? Because number one, there has never, and when I say never, I mean ever, have we ever had a mobile court to where we grab judges out of the court, they leave their robes, they leave their gavel, and they come down at the TCC and we create mobile courts.
On a Saturday.
On a Saturday, not Monday through Friday, on a Saturday on the weekend, that judges, city judges, Justice Courts JPs, Superior Court judges, juvenile judges, all comes down, meet us at the TCC in hearing live cases where people come with suspended license and get their license reinstated. People come with pending warrants, running from law enforcement, dutching and hiding, but can come down without being concerned about arrested, brought into custody, and they can resolve and squash their warrants. Court fees and fines. Oh, did I say court fees and fines?
You did.
Thousands of dollars of court fees and fines is reduced to only a few hundred dollars in community service. Listen, my friend, there's no reason why you can't come and handle your legal issues. We also now, because we have the new legislation that started this beginning of the year, January 1, now we can seal your records. Let me say it again. We can now seal your records. If you have a felony conviction and you know, my friend, you can do 6 years in prison as a felon, but when you get out, you have to pay the rest of your life by that following your entire track record, even after paying your debt to society. Mm-hmm. We are still giving out life sentence even though you did 3 years in prison. Yep. You still paying a life sentence even though you did 20 years, 30 years in prison. That felony followed you for the rest of your life. But now we have a seal your records legislation to where now we can seal your records. So if you apply for Raytheon or if you try to get housing in the foothills, guess what? They can't see your background. So listen, it's going down at the TCC. It's nothing like us. Still not even talked about Pima County Workforce is partnering with us to help us with felony-friendly employment, where you can, even though with a felony record, we have employers that specialize in giving people, ex-offenders, another chance or a fresh start. So get down here. Meet us at downtown. We want to do what we can to help you. I'm trying this year. I'm not sure if I can get it this year, but I'm quite sure by next year. Guess what else is coming to Fresh Start?
Yep.
Child support.
Yeah.
Oh, did I say child support? If you're in arrearage, if you have thousands of dollars in child support, if you have a warrant for your arrest for not paying child support. We're going to be working with the Attorney General's office, Laura Conover's attorney, county attorney's office, and the family court judge at the Superior Courts to bring child support reform to Fresh Start, and we're going to do what we can to bring back stabilities in our families. Dr. Ho, why is that important? Because family is the first institution that God has given us. And every church is impacted by families. Every school district is impacted by family. Every community is impacted by families, right? Every agency has some type of contact with the stability or instability of families. The more we structure and bring stability back to family, I know that this is God's work. So, my friend, meet us. We'd love to have you. We got a special guest in the house. I'm going to turn it over to Tom. Tom, give us some highlights of what's been going on. And let's introduce our special guest on today with Fresh Start.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Fresh Start. I'm going to introduce a name that most people are going to know around Tucson. And it's funny because I made a couple phone calls today to talk to people who know this gentleman just to get a couple quotes of how I could introduce him. And I've heard instrumental in being the individual to bring Hispanic pastors together to stand against the sex education. And he was instrumental in bringing this, what we're going to talk about today, the CETC together, and bringing the organizations together in order to put this forth to offer opportunities and resources to people in a part of the city where it's not generally offered. And he's bringing businesses, he's bringing ministries together, he's bringing pastors together to do this work, and it's really beautiful. And Mike Alameda is our guest today, and I'm going to let Mike talk about Corazon Ministries and about CETC, which is the Christian Education and Training Center, which is on the corner of 12th and Michigan. And what's really cool about it is every second Thursday, I'm there doing the financial course, but on Mondays is family night. Tuesday's education night. Career and employment night is Wednesdays. We do finance 101 on Thursday night. And the civic information night is on Friday night. And we're looking to get people out there because I'll be talking about Fresh Start and the opportunities for anybody that is justice involved on those Thursday nights, which could get you ready for the October event. And we're open to offering any type of resource that is necessary for this area of the city to flourish where it has historically not been able to because they haven't had the support and the people coming together to do that. Mike, can you speak to that, please?
Yeah, I'm just honored and privileged to work with the body of Christ here in Tucson. We have some great shepherds of our city and people who have been involved for many, many years. And so just recently, I guess within the last year, we've been thinking about some of the needs on the south side of our city, over on South Tucson, and we were praying about it, and we decided that we'd come together and we would bring several ministries and Christian leaders together to offer up services to be a blessing to the city, to give families a chance to catch their breath and to get kind of what you guys are doing, Fresh Start, you know, kind of rebuild what God had created, the institution that God had created it. And so we, you know, we called a meeting and we got together, and so we developed the process of the second week of every month up until the end of this year, and we've been doing it all year. But what we're doing is we're offering marriage workshops, and that's my specialty. I've been doing ministry. I've been in ministry for 31 years, and I've had the privilege of seeing marriages restored and strengthened through the gospel and through God's word. And so what I do is I take on, that's my specialty, with families. And so anything to do with families or marriage, I'm there on the Monday nights from 6 to 8. And I'm there just to pour out some truth and help marriages get restored. And as we all got together, then one of the brothers, Dr. Tom Askew, is an expert in education. And so he's there to help parents find the best education for their children. Whether it's in public school, private school, charter school, it doesn't matter. He's there to give his expertise on where's the best place for your child to grow and to develop and become you know, healthy citizen, not just for the Lord, but also in our society.
Yeah.
And it's been wonderful. And so he's there on Tuesday nights. And then, of course, Wednesday night is where we have career and employment night. So we have, we actually have business owners going down there and actually ready to interview anybody who wants a job. We've got some employers who have said, we don't care if you have a background, if you have a prison background. We don't care. We'll train you. We'll raise you up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And mm-hmm. these guys are committed, and yeah. They'll train you. We're talking about plumbing jobs, construction jobs, electrical jobs, and you're moving into trades. They want to help you yeah. get into the trades.
Sustainable wages.
Yeah, sustainable yeah. wages, you know, and some of these guys, by the time 2 years later, you'll be making $70,000 a year. Mm-hmm. And these things are available on that Wednesday night. And then, of course, Fort Tucson came alongside and said, well, we'll handle the finance stuff. Let's help families and single moms and single dads figure out, you know, how to handle your resources, that honor God with your resources and use it to take care of your family, and how to just handle those resources that would best benefit your family. And then we have Fernando Gonzalez. He's one of our Christian leaders in our community, and he specializes on Civic Night, and his whole thing is all about offering English ESL classes, and also citizenship classes, and he also specializes in immigration. So if you have any immigration issues, you come to him, and he'll guide you to the right attorneys. And mm-hmm. and so we've just been coming together to do that, and wow. We've just really enjoyed the collaboration of the body of Christ working together for the sake of just strengthening our families and our community.
Wow.
And it's open to anybody across the city. It doesn't have to be just the South Side. And it's all bilingual. So it's
and the
Spanish
name
and English.
Is Iglesia Batista Carros?
And that's it, Iglesia Batista Carros. And
right,
that's
12th in Michigan. It's a really nice space. And on Thursday nights, there's actually a church service that comes in when we're doing the finance part, so we get to hear the worship, and it's beautiful. And they're, you know, yeah. it's fun. But we need more people out there. We need people taking advantage of the things that are out there, because yeah. we have people taking their time to come out there and offer these sources. So
do we have anyone to do anything on trauma? Because that's a big, huge piece.
And we need it. We need it.
Because, yeah, if the brain is not functioning, life won't shift.
Right.
The trajectory won't shift.
Yeah. Right. Well, one of the things that when it comes to the trauma side of it, that's probably my night, that Monday night, because I deal with family and marriages. So mm-hmm. if someone's having trouble with trauma, they can come and I can guide them and direct them. I work with several different counselors in the community. We send people to counselors, professional counselors. We're just there to be a resource, to redirect, and to help people to find the resources needed. So all of us are all working together in the uniqueness in which our ministries mm-hmm. are. And so I deal with a lot of trauma in my ministry. I've been doing it for 31 years, from everything from suicides and anything else that people go through. When family lose a loved one, and so I'm very familiar with the traumas of our city, and I'm able to help guide them to places where they can get some help.
Paul Parisi said that Mike has been instrumental in the community of bringing people together for these issues, school choice being one of those issues, and others like it, but because he is the person that can get people to come together. And he's done it with this, because there's several organizations that are involved in this that are going and offering this.
Yeah, the reason why I brought it is because I'm a trauma doctor, and okay. And I'm Christian, so mm. I see both perspectives.
Sure.
And I'm a national expert in working in those areas. So I was going to throw that out there if he thought that was a resource that your organization or group could benefit from. It's out there.
Sure. No, absolutely. Mm, yeah. I think that's the, one of the things when we came together that we got so excited about was we realized we don't have to be everything to all people. Let's find out who the experts are.
That's most definitely right.
And let's let yeah. them do
who, not how.
Let's yeah, let yeah. them do what's best. And that's why, you know, I redirect
yeah.
People to help them find it. And yeah. that's what ministry is. It's,
yeah.
If I can't help you, then I'll find someone to yeah. help you. I'm not going to leave you in the lurch. And
yeah.
and I think when the body of Christ operates that way, then we can minister to our community in a huge way, because we do have experts in all these fields.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
How can we help, bro?
Hey, you know, the big thing is I think we believe that God has called us all to leave Tucson better than the way we found it. And mm-hmm. I always try to figure out what are ways in my lane, how I can do that as a pastor, as a doctor, as a community leader, Fresh Start founder. You know, how do we bring healing to our city? Mm-hmm. And the cause is way bigger than one organization, yeah. one church.
So, yeah.
And that's why we have to watch our egos too. And sure. we all have them. And mm-hmm. sometimes the Holy Spirit have to make balances out and make sure that, you know, we're not taking the Messiah approach and trying to be the Messiah and, right. instead of the messenger. We're messengers of healing. And Messiah does the transformation. You know, I always right. say the Holy Spirit can't change you. You can't be changed.
That's so, right. That's exactly right.
So, yeah, so I think it's all of us coming together. That's what Fresh Start is a catalyst. We bring mm-hmm. all of the resources. We know from the jump. We're not competing with no other organization that's in reentry or restorative sure. justice. Mm. But we all try to find who's missing at the table.
Yeah.
Who's missing out. That takes a lot of humility. That fights against your ego when you keep saying, okay, and not only do I want people missing out, I want people that's smarter than me in these areas.
Yeah.
I just don't cover that.
Yeah.
Right? I say it all the time. Do not give me technology or I will screw everything up. But if you give me a brain,
yeah.
you know, that's my lane, right?
Right.
And so I just, you know, I just get the groove in when it comes to that. So I just think it's all of us understand what our assignments are and also sure. figuring out, you know, how can we bring our peace to the state. That's what I was thinking when I asked about, you know, working in your area, that there's just a lot of trauma out there.
Sure.
Even coming out of prison, you know, I think mm-hmm. I had stated, you know, yeah. sometimes it's not about just first getting a job. It might be first you need to deal with your PTSD and your paranoia
right.
and your schizophrenia
yeah.
to get you in regulation mm-hmm. so yeah. that you can, you know, do what you're supposed to do as far yeah. as providing for your family.
And we're actually looking at it. I looked up the zip codes in that area, and it's 37% is the average of the people that are justice involved. They have a justice involved past in that area, which would call for us to be there. You
yeah.
know, so that, I mean, because that's one of the things that brings trauma, because I'm mm-hmm. always thinking about this mm-hmm. and I'm going for a job and when are they going to ask that question?
Yeah.
Because they're mm-hmm. going to say, have you ever been convicted of a felony?
Yeah. yeah.
You know, and then, oh, well, we can't hire you then.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
and then I'm going to get housing and, you know, yeah. we're not allowed to house people on the lease it asks.
Yeah.
You know, nobody with this type of crime or a felony conviction can live here.
Yeah.
You know, so
and those those disappointments and rejections is not just it's painful of the rejection itself, but what does it do to the mental and the emotional state, and also the physical state? Because sometimes your body feels anxious when you go to interviews,
oh,
knowing
yeah.
that you got a background. You
oh,
are
yeah.
already getting, you know, your gut health is already turning because of the fact that am I going to get a no? And I think also. Rejection can trigger substance abuse as well. So if you've been struggling sure. with drugs and alcohol and whatever those addictions are, sometimes it's that one trigger to like, oops, I'm going back to meth today. I'm going to get yeah. real high.
Yeah.
You know, so sometimes we do have to really be thinking about how all of these different maladaptive circumstances can really, really impact us.
And I think we're dealing with shame. I mean, people have to come yeah. there wanting or needing something,
yeah.
and they're going to have to ask for it. And,
yeah.
and just that is somebody coming and saying, I need.
Yeah.
And it's difficult for people to do that. And man, just come out there because it's there. It's offered. We're there
yeah.
like Monday through Friday, you know,
mm-hmm.
and these things are there. So please come out
yeah.
to CETC. Come visit us. See what we have. If, in fact, which we know you're probably going to be in that 50 percentile that need those things that we have to offer, come on out and get them.
Yeah. And I just want to encourage anybody who's listening, listen, you know, it's a Christian ministry and we're here to love you. And if we can't help you, we'll find someone that can help you. We're not mm-hmm. going to leave you hanging.
Yes.
We will redirect you and
yes.
we'll direct you through God's word, but we'll also redirect you physically, mentally, and emotionally
yeah.
so you can find some real healing. And so you could be a citizen of heaven as well as a citizen in this country. So,
yeah. Amen.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. I think that's why when God gave me the vision of Fresh Start, was to create a one-stop shop because one agency just didn't have it all.
Right.
And rightfully so.
Right.
Right? That's where I made sure that we had someone from behavioral health. So not just the legal issue, talking about behavioral health, mental health. We even have El Rio come in and come in and do the physicals and the dentals. And, you know, so you're getting that. And then you have pastors and ministers there so you can get the spiritual piece. Mm. And there's so many parts to the Fresh Start, and it's on purpose by which how God gave it to me. And my plan is, you know, you guys hear me all the time. Eventually, you know, our name is Fresh Start International. It will be eventually international. And Tucson has been just graced with such a divine privilege to be the trailblazer in the work and trail. And because of it, you know, Tucson will always be in the books of history when it comes to this type of cutting edge work and re-entry and restorative justice. And so we are very excited. We already having conversations, Fresh Start in Phoenix 2024 and Fresh Start Atlanta 2025. And so, wow. And we're not talking about 20-year organization. We're still a baby, and the mission have just spread it so fast that we've had to try to keep up. But it's just a really, really privilege to be able to help our brothers. So I just wanted to just say a word of inspiration to someone who's listening on in prison on their tablet or on the radio. As I've been getting letters, people have been saying, oh, we didn't even know this show existed for us. We just want you to keep hope alive. Mm. And we want you to know that the F, that big F, is our logo, and it doesn't stand for felons, and it certainly don't stand for failure. It stands for forgiveness. It stands for favor from God, and it stands for freedom. And we want you to get real, real, true freedom. And we know that freedom is in Jesus Christ. You know, we're not going to try to force that on you because this is a secular station. I'm on a secular station for own purpose. You hear me say that all the time.
Yeah.
There are so many of my pastor and colleagues on Christian stations. I wanted to make sure I was on a secular station where I can reach the unchurched and disciple people and to encourage people to be a follower of the master. And so we're so excited to have you come and be with us on today. Any final words you'd like to have?
No, I'm just excited that the things that are going on in our city, and we are very blessed in our city that so many organizations are willing to just work together, and we humbly come together for the glory of God, and we just want to minister to the human soul, which is mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically.
All right, you heard it. You heard it, Tom. Any last words?
I'm really glad that Mike came on. I'm really glad that we were able to talk about the Christian Education and Training Center. Yeah. It is at 12th in Michigan. Please come out there Monday through Friday, the second week, full week of every month. We're out there and we're offering stuff from 6 to 8 p.m. Please come out because you're going to have an opportunity to change your life. And don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Don't be embarrassed to ask for help. I came out of prison and I needed everything. And know how I got it? I asked for it.
All right. The scripture says, and you have not because you ask not. In the hood, we say closed mouths don't get fed.
That's right.
So I still say the same thing. It's just a different commentary. But most definitely, thank you, everybody, for coming out again. Meet us or beat us at the Tucson Convention Center is going down. The Honorable Mayor Regina Romero will grace us with her presence. We are thankful for our Mayor Mike Ortega, city manager, who's also a believer too, who have been a partner, made sure that we were able to bring Fresh Start to the Convention Center. So we're just so blessed and honorable. We want to thank Fort Tucson for inviting us to the community breakfast of leaders yesterday, and highlighted Fresh Start, and we was able to have some real wonderful conversations with perhaps some future funders who may want to help fund the vision. So again, thank you, Lakeisha and your team, Linda and your team, everybody over there for Tucson for blessing us. All right, we're out of here. God bless you. If you don't belong to somebody's church, please know that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever would just believe on him will not perish but have everlasting life.
Amen.
He's still here with his arms wide open to receive you. And if you strayed away, you're just like a prodigal son. The father's got his arms wide open ready for you to come and put a ring on it. And so we're just excited. So God bless you. Meet us every Saturday at 7:30. See you next Saturday. Take care.